Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Baseball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Baseball. The Tigers will close out an 8-game homestand on Tuesday night against Georgia Tech. And then on the road for the first of two straight weekend road trips, the Tigers go to Mississippi State this weekend, joined by Auburn head coach Butch Thompson. You look back at this past weekend against a really good Kentucky ball club coming in, can certainly pitch it well. We saw how well this team can hit, and yet your ball club, it's a heartbreaker on Thursday, and then up by seven again on Sunday. So the opportunities were certainly there.
Yeah, it's just, you know, a team that's flowing in synergy, much like we were the second half of the season, 12-3. They had a phenomenal first half by capping it off against us at 14-1. Just a complete sound ball club, what an SEC ball club looks like that is absolutely hitting on all cylinders. And, you know, we're in the other side of that venture right now for at least this first half and trying to draw a line in the sand and get, you know, energy put back into and hopefully reset for a second half. But, you know, the pitching challenges and everything that's just continued to, you know, plague us week in, week out, showed up again this weekend series. But great effort to get out started. We got some good things happening with some of our guys, especially some of our younger players. I thought Strickland, a true freshman, caught great. Cade Ballou continues to get more opportunities and play great. Guevara getting his first home run. That was good to see. Of Eric, kind of hadn't played in 6 months and slowly looks like he's drawing closer to be more competitive. Tanner Bauman got his first start, a guy that is really a guy that we believe in and trust and has struggled out of the bullpen. He gets a start and gives us four scoreless innings to build that lead on game three. But the same challenges happening week in and week out are happening at competitive moments or big moments in a game and keeping us from beating, you know, these 5 weeks. I think we've played five championship type talented ball clubs, all been ranked in the top five or six in the country from 1 to 6 when we've played them. And that's what a championship club level looks like. We have to hang in there, stay together, and really, you know, get back to, you know, rediscovering our identity. Coaches keep coming up with a plan and just get some consistent energy going into this second half.
I know you get this question a lot. What was the key to the turnaround a year ago, and can that be a key for this ball club?
Well, I hope so. It was on the mound was kind of the challenge and struggles for the club last year, the emergence of Tommy Vail, you know, and we're playing on every positive thing that happens right now. I think the biggest thing is, can we get a rhythm and can something good happen in a weekend for this club is important. We've been wanting it to happen the last few weekends, and that's still delayed. Staying together, I think, is the biggest thing. When challenges, you know, get to the locker room and, you know, guys really start showing some frustration there, that's not going to help you turn the corner. So can we do a good job with keeping our guys together and providing them some solutions and telling them, you know, this is what's happened. Can we do something about that? Those are things. But these are things that somebody asked me a couple of weeks ago, have you ever been through this in all your time in the league? I'm like, yeah, about 20 years, but 20 times. So unfortunate, because all the statements I've made with this ball club, like I've liked it, I believed in it, et cetera, et cetera. I don't retract any of those things. Those were true statements. And are we challenged greatly right now? Yes. Can we return to the best version of ourselves? Can we get the program corrected? That's what everybody's job needs to be right now is, all right, let's turn the corner. We see all these challenges. We got it loud and clear. We understand it. And can we start doing some things to start building ourselves back up to, you know, the standards required to be successful at this level?
How did the Tanner Bauman start come about?
I'm trying to give the team what they wanted. It just seemed like there was some, there's still a lot of options. We talked about all these innings being back. There have been a lot of options. It just seemed like from talking to the coaching staff and to the players now more than ever, that's who they wanted to trot out there. And that's who they wanted to have the ball. That's who they wanted to start the game. And it wound up being a good step because I think Tanner needed it. But the players showed a lot of faith in, You know, I remember having a conversation that he was voted the most trustworthy guy in our program. Mm. And when your backs were really against the wall, Tanner was supposed to be the guy to take the ball. So we've tried to set it up early on, like, this makes the most sense. These are the most experienced guys. These guys have a track record from the past. And as we've moved through this thing, it got down to that start on Saturday of, like, who do we want to have the ball more than anybody? And that's how we came up with Tanner.
Eric Guevara is a wonderful story. This is a guy that tore his ACL in the fall. And when that happens, you can never think that you're going to get him back for the spring season. And yet, not only are you getting him back, we're watching a young man start to play his best baseball. He has 3 hits on Saturday, his first extra base hit, which was a double, his first home run, his first runs batted in for you. And I know at the time of his injury, he was the guy that you thought would be anchoring that left side, that corner, left corner of the infield for you at that point.
Yeah, he was running number one there at third base when we had that injury right before fall practice started. That kind of a non-contact fall down, they tell us, you know, this year's gone. That was tough for all of us because we really believe in Eric and hadn't played in 6 months. And I think, you know, I talked about we're going to make a commitment to this young man. And it started slow. You hadn't played this game for 6 months. This is a game you have to play each and every day, you know, to be competitive, even especially at this level. But he's persevered. The slowness is the rust, and everything's gotten off of him pretty quickly. And this is a guy that absolutely can do what he did Saturday more often than not. And I think he's going to continue to get better. And I think we're happy to report on how he's bouncing back from day to day. And I think he'll keep moving better each and every week. And I think his at-bats will become more and more consistent. It's a true accurate arm, too, from third base. It's nice when the ball hits in his glove. It's a true throw. You like to see somebody behind the ball have enough arm strength but stay on a clothesline and go straight to target. That's definitely a requirement of a left side. He's been a shortstop his whole life. Probably his last 100 games, 75 of them's probably been at short, you know, probably 20 at third base and the remainder there, probably 10 games at second. So that's kind of his world there. But each and every day he gets a little bit closer, and we think he can really help us this second half.
Says a lot about the young man. It also says a lot about the medical staff and the work that was done to get him to this point.
Yep, he worked extremely hard, and I would say about the 4-month mark, people started tapping me on the shoulder and said some of his strength test and his work ethic of how he's working this, like, hey, there might be a chance for this guy. And we kind of found out that first week of January, like, I think we got to set a target date to tell you, coach, you got to make a decision whether you want him on this roster or not by the beginning of the year. But this guy's going to be back at some point. So I think we're so committed and think his future's so bright that we decided to make that decision to put him on this roster, and it's paying dividends now.
We saw the start from Christian Herberholtz last Tuesday against Alabama State. We saw what Tanner Bauman did on Saturday. Carson Myers with another effective outing out of the bullpen for you. So with all of that said, and Georgia Tech rolling in here for a Tuesday night 6 o'clock ball game, Coach, how do you set things up as you and I talk on this Monday?
Yeah, Georgia Tech, just phenomenal team, great offense. They're hitting over 300 as a ball club. They got the Burris kid, Drew Burris, that's absolutely 15 home runs, 40 RBIs. So just announce that in advance. That's a guy you don't want to let beat you.
3 in a game.
And can absolutely swing it, but a good. And like I said, we the midweek stuff, I think we're 16-4 in our non-conference games. A ton of our focus is – it's all important, but there's no doubt our focus is going to be on the weekend. So trying to make moves and trying to get some length out of guys. We absolutely tried to get some length. Bauman did us a great start on Saturday, but too often a couple of guys that we got to the part of the game that we wanted to, but just shorten their outing where you need 2 or 3 innings out of a guy, and he gets short, and another guy gets short. Before you know it, you got guys that really haven't done it before getting in the ball game. So we're going to allow Herberholtz to throw an inning to keep him sharp, but try to get him back in the weekend because he does. He's pitched up to 5 innings now, so we need that longer type relief where we're not just – as we've struggled on the mound, it's been like as soon as somebody's up, you got to get another guy hot, and and it's just too much turnover. We need some stability. So hopefully Christian is an answer or solution to offer a little bit there. Trying to get Joseph going, turn the corner, kind of like he missed a start earlier in the year. Did it again this week to try to get some things going. We're looking at 6 or 7 right-handed starters, so we're going to try to get Joseph to get us out of the gate tomorrow and get the start against Georgia Tech. And then some auditions. There were some guys we wanted to get in the game last week but just couldn't. And I think of, a Hayden Murphy, a Drew Nelson, Keplinger, Keyshock, or some guys that absolutely might help us if some guys are getting tired or we just need to see some new looks on the weekend. Maybe having those guys have one inning stints, and then Wednesday really coming up on the off day of like who should we take and create the 10 or 12 pitchers that maybe give us the best chance against Mississippi State. I definitely think for the weekend Bauman draws another start. I think the players will be disappointed if we didn't do that, so I'm not here to buck that. I'm just trying to get our guys circled back up, make some adjustments. Everybody's had ample opportunity, and see if we can maybe provide some new opportunities by taking a look tomorrow at guys against a really good Georgia Tech team.
It's always a great atmosphere in Starkville. It's Super Bulldog weekend this weekend, so you can take that and you can turn it up just a little bit as well.
Fun experience, opportunity.
Auburn's been there a lot on Super Bulldog weekend.
Absolutely, and I've been on both sides, of seeing that. And, it's just like our A-Day, right, where we had huge, huge crowds, our biggest ever a couple of weeks ago. That just brings everybody back to town, and that'll be the case in Starkville, where everybody comes back to town, and looking forward to good baseball.
Great crowds this past weekend against Kentucky. The Thursday night, I think weather probably kept some folks away, but 4,800 on Friday and then over 5,000 again on Saturday. The Auburn folks continue to come to the ballpark in record numbers.
Yeah, and they've been unbelievable. They've been absolutely unbelievable for this team. And we just – that's why what they deserve is to see, I can tell what they're trying to do, and that's a little hard to do right now. They want to see great effort. This past weekend was our alumni weekend, and spending time with those guys and having those guys come back home and having our golf tournament and playing a little bunkers post-game, but getting to hang out, the alumni getting to be in the Hall of Fame club. I think it's unique when you're having challenges like we are right now to have those guys give an account, because if you haven't been in the frame, you don't understand. If you've really played our sport and how baseball is different than other sports, and if you've put on our same uniform, those challenges led to something great. And you also know what these young people are going through from an alumni situation. So in multiple conversations, I think what our alumni that's been so proud to be Auburn grads, to be coming back home on alumni weekend, they want to see some identity, they want to see a plan, but they want to see these guys, regardless of what your record is, regardless of what is going through, what you're going through, these experiences have helped shape all the successes they're having now, and they want those guys to absolutely stay in that old fight and absolutely bring some energy and pride of wearing that uniform. And so this was a good reminder this weekend for those guys to be in there as we get ready to get forth to a second half of SEC play to make sure that that's happening with our guys in the program.
Auburn and Georgia Tech on Tuesday at 6 o'clock at Plainsman Park, and then at Duty Noble Field this weekend, 6 o'clock on Friday, 5 o'clock on Saturday, and 1 o'clock again on Sunday. We'll see you at the ballpark. Thanks for the visit. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Butch Thompson on This Week in Auburn Baseball.